Well, I sure hope Larry Weber is happy after Animal Allies Walk for Animals was rained out on Saturday, and I kept saying over and over to myself, Larry says we need it, Larry says we need it, Larry says we need it. Good morning, Larry.
Well, I didn't hear all that, but coming from you, I'm sure it was just fine. So, yes, we are having an interesting thing going on right now. We have had a chilly April, one of the coolest. The Weather Service came out with it officially this week, and they said May was the warmest ever. And so what happens, we turn around now in June, and so far in June, we have been cooler than normal. We have also, after being so dry, we are also now above normal in precipitation. So it's been turning around, and we'll see what it has to offer. Like I've told you before, we are in the rainy season. Somewhere around the 20th of May, it started to rain, and since then we've had more than 3 inches of rain, which is above normal. And some of us are very glad to see it. It's really made a difference with the woods. You will take a walk in the woods right now. It's just lush with the wildflowers. The shade-tolerant wildflowers are still in bloom, and there's a large number of them. Perhaps a star flower and bunchberry and wild lily of the valley are the best, and Clintonia are the best known of them. And they're the ferns. The ferns have just been thriving. They grow to 3 feet, maybe even 4 feet tall, and they take advantage of this moisture, and they can handle the shade. But the ingredient that's been missing is fungi. I haven't seen much at all. It is probably a carryover from being dry earlier in the spring. And if the moisture continues, we will see plenty of that a little bit later as well. Another interesting thing of note is where we are in the calendar. Today's date is the 8th. Less than 2 weeks away is the summer solstice, which this year is on June 21. And we go through an interesting period of time. That is the longest day of the year as far as daylight goes. And as we get into next week, somewhere around the 12th, and stretching on for another week, we have the earliest sunrises of the year, 5:14 a.m., and I know, Lisa, you are up and at work by that time. And then,
but it's so wonderful driving in. It's so wonderful.
I agree. I agree. Early mornings are spectacular. And then after the solstice, somewhere around the 22nd, going until the end of the month, we have the latest sunsets of the year, 9:07. We never reach exactly 16 hours of daylight, but we get very close to it. And so that's what's going on right now. We are in the waning crescent phase of the moon, and so nights have been just spectacular. And so I try to get out every night after 10 o'clock when it's nice, getting nice and dark, perhaps 10:30, and see the flight of the fireflies. They are out there. I see them usually early in the season. The big firefly numbers come a little bit later, often into July. But in the early season, I usually see them hanging around more in trees than in the grassy areas. But later, they will get more into especially the tall grasses along the roadsides. So, yeah, that's interesting. We also have a flight of bats that takes place every night after a sunset. But we have an interesting thing going on right now with the world of birds. The migrants have returned, and they're now nesting. I find a nest or one or two probably every week. And then there's a large number of songbirds that are nesting at this time, and that's why the breeding bird survey is done now. When we listen to the birds sing, the theory is that if the bird is singing at a site, then that means that is their territory, and that's where they nest. And so it's a pretty good way to keep a handle on how our populations are doing. The other thing of note is I've been watching Canada geese. I have two sites been watching where the Canada geese nested a while back. And the female has been sitting on the eggs incubating. Meanwhile, the male has been patiently waiting and guarding her. And this week I watched it very much so as other geese came by. The garter got a little bit upset. Well, now the guard, both in both cases, I haven't been seeing the gander, the one that's been guarding. So that, what does it tell me? It tells me that the eggs have hatched, the little goslings are out, and Canada geese are kind of weird that way. It's easy to find their nest, but once they hatch, they take the goslings and they quickly go off to someplace else. And so though I know where the nests are, I probably won't see the babies anywhere around there. Other things of note, I reported 2 weeks ago about finding a nest of an ovenbird. Well, that ovenbird nest now has babies in it, and I was very glad to see that because nesting on the ground can be quite dangerous, but this one appears as though it will succeed. We have been having a bear hanging around our place, coming to the bird feeders. Now, the bird feeders haven't had much food on them for more than a month. Nevertheless, the bear is hungry, so it's kind of scrounging around, and in doing so, with its great strength, it has knocked down a feeder or two. That usually happens with the two-year-olds. The two-year-olds are out on their own, and this is a hard time of year for the bears to find food. The berries and the seeds and so forth are not yet available, and so it has to go pretty much for whatever it can, and in this case, it came to the bird feeder. We have also been having plenty of frogs calling. It's an interesting situation that happens right now. We have the gray tree frogs that spend nearly all their life on land, and they live up to their name, gray tree frogs. But when it comes to this time of year, they breed in water, so they go to water to breed. Meanwhile, turtles that live almost all their life in water this time of year come up on land to lay their eggs. So it's an interesting situation going on there. Also of interest are the insects that are out right now. We tend to think of mosquitoes and black flies. Yes, they are. But we got a great one to add to that yesterday, and that was I saw the first deer fly of the season. This seemed a little bit early. I usually think of deer flies more as we get into the hot weather of July. This is the time of dragonflies. Get out and take a look at the variety of dragonflies. They seem to be hard to tell because they fly so fast, but if you watch a bit, they often sit down and bask, and they often are hunting as they're sitting down, and if they find a spot where they like to be in the sun, especially along a lake, I have a favorite spot I like to go to where a canoe is turned upside down, and on that canoe they will bask sometimes by dozens of them. This is a really good time to see some of these different kinds of dragonflies that we have, and we have quite a variety. Same thing is true with the butterflies. We're getting more kinds all the time. Yesterday I saw one of my favorite ones, a very tiny butterfly called an Arctic Skipper. And then earlier in the week, I had seen another one called a Northern Crescent. Both of these are very tiny. They could fit on your fingernails, but they're worth noting. We are also at a time of year of seeing the giant moths, the Cecropia, the Luna, and those type of moths that come out usually at night, and sometimes we just might happen upon them in the next morning. And the spittlebugs are out. I saw them again this morning. If you're ever out looking around in your lawn or garden and you see what looks like spit on a particular plant, that is where this particular kind of insect, called the spittlebug, also called froghopper, will lay its eggs, and then they coat it with a foam from the sap of the plant. And it looks like spit, and it usually gets left alone, which is exactly what they want. In the world of trees, this is viburnum time. We have three kinds of viburnum that are in bloom right now, none of which are known as viburnum. There's the nannyberry, there's the highbush cranberry, and there's the arrowwood, and they're all in bloom right now, as are dogwoods, mountain ash, and mountain maple. And then the red maple seeds have just been spectacular this year. Amazing. Red maples are just coated with the seeds, and they're scattering all over the little helicopter things are not as big as the sugar maple ones, but they're out there as well. And we are starting to get the pollen cones on the pine trees along with the new growth. So, yes, whoever made up the expression June is busting out all over must have noticed all the plant life. The flowers of the woods are pretty much fading right now. But we are getting plenty out in the open. I saw daisy, buttercup, lupine. I saw trefoil, hawkweed, vetches, yarrow, Canada anemone. I saw all them starting to bloom just in the last few days. And if you have a chance, Get out to see the yellow lady slipper orchids. They're still in bloom. And this week I visited a bog that had pink lady slippers also in bloom. So still plenty going on, Lisa. Get out and take a look.
Boy, it sounds like it. Larry, thanks a million.
Okay,
and
care.
We'll talk again next week. Larry Weber is an author, educator, radio personality, and all-around great guy. He joins us every Friday right here on Northland Morning.